Okay, let's get started with Baba Kama Daf Kuf Aleph. Baba Kama Daf Kuf Aleph, as we continue here in Perek HaGozel Eitzim. And we did the Mishnah yesterday on Kuf Mabez, which discussed continuous discussions of the previous Mishnah relating to workers and workers' mistakes, where a worker changed something, and that's how it connects to our Perek, because our Perek is all about Shinui, or the inability to say Aresh Chal Fanecha, as the first Mishnah said on Daf Sadi, Sadi Gimel. The Gozel Eitzim Basan Kalim, if a Gozlan changed it on purpose, or if something happened by itself, there was a pregnancy that occurred, right, that was the first Mishnah. Then we had Sadi Vav Mabez, which also spoke about changes of the government and fruit and wine, v'chulu. And then we have, in the Mishnah that we dealt with at the beginning of our discussion of workers, Sadi Ches Mabez, you have Sadi Gimel Mabez, Sadi Vav Mabez, Sadi Ches Mabez. Sadi Ches Mabez was getting into the issue of Uma Kodem B'Shvah Kli. If an Uma takes something to fix and he messes it up, or if you give him more raw materials, if you give him the Kli, right, it depends what you hold. And then finally, the fourth Mishnah of the Perek, they're all been on Amid Beis, Sadi Gimel, Sadi Vav, Sadi Ches Kuf. Now we have Kuf Mabez, we had on the last daf, if I give dye to a dyer, and he burned the dye, then he has to pay for the Demet Semer. What if he you dyed it, but he did it in an inferior way, I am not happy with what he did, so then it depends which is greater, the expenses or the appreciation of the dye. And that was the chilek that the Tanakhama had. And then the last case was, if he dyed it the wrong color, that's a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, which we'll have to get back to. Again, we ran through it very quickly at the end of Shir. Just to summarize, Rabbi Meir says he has to give the Demei Simro. Why? Because Rabbi Meir seems to hold Shinui is Kone, and therefore the new wool belongs to the dyer, to the artisan, and he has to just pay back the value of what the Tzemer was worth beforehand. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, there is no Shinui Kone, therefore the Yad Bal Habay is Al HaElyona, and he pays back the lower amount, and he takes the wool. Rashi did have a line on the Mishnah that it's the even according to Rabbi Meir, it's the choice of the owner, which is difficult, the Achronim wonder, because if you say it's Shinui, so then Memela should automatically be belonging to the dyer, and there shouldn't be a choice of the matter. Okay, that's the, if you look at the Tosfos Yontif here, he discusses that Shita of Rashi. Okay, so now the Gemara says, my ki'ur. What does ki'ur mean? The way that the Mishnah described that if he does the dyeing in an inferior way, it says, sav'o ka'ur. So what exactly does that mean? Says the Gemara, Amar Abnachman, Amar Abarachana, Barachana, kalabus. My kalabus, that really doesn't help us either. Amar Abar Shmuel, kafra dude. What does that mean? Kafra, lechaper, is to wipe, Rashi says. Kinech boas hayore, it's the dye that is the residue at the bottom of the pot when one puts dye in a pot to cook. So after you take out the good dye, this is the gook on the bottom that is also part of the dyeing, has dyeing power, so that is what was used, and that brings an inferior type of color to the item, and that is why, in that case, it is considered not following exactly what the Baal HaBayis wanted him to do, so it depends which is cheaper, and the Baal HaBayis has Yado Al Ha'el Yona. Okay, good. Tana Rabbanan, top line now, we have on Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph. Tana Rabbanan, Hanosin Eitzim Lacharesh Lasos Ben Kisei Vasvam Safso. As we said, all these cases, there was a change of the ruts under the Baal HaBayis. Somebody gives wood to a carpenter to make a chair, and he makes a bench. I only wanted a chair to fit one person. I don't want a bench. Vasaman Safsal, Safsal Vasman Kisei. Or the opposite. Rabbi Meir Omer Nosin Lo Demei Eitzav. Rabbi Meir, as in the Mishnah, as we said in the Mishnah, when you did the wrong color, right, the wrong color, and I was saying the wrong item that was made. Nosin Lo Demei Eitzav, so he has to pay for the wood, right, the raw materials. As we said, because Rabbi Meir holds, the Shinui Midas Baal HaBayis does not represent the Kenyan. And I'm sorry, does represent the Kenyan, and there, according to Rabbi Meir, and therefore he pays Demei Eitzav. He has to pay for the raw materials that will give it to him, but the chair belongs to the worker. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Rabbi Yehuda says the Shinui does not represent the change, and therefore the chair, the bench, still belongs to the owner, and therefore it's his choice. he pays the lesser amount. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mashavach Yeser Ala Yitzia, if the appreciation of the item is more than the expenses, no sin lo Yitzia, then the Dvarim, the owner of the chair or of the bench, has to pay the Yitzia, the expenses. V'ma Yitzia Yeser Ala Shevach, no sin lo Shevach. Good, same machlokas we had in the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Umode Rabbi Meir in Nasan Eitzim Lacharish Laasos Bem Kisei Noe Vasaman Kisei Kaur. There's that same word. If he gave wood to make a gorgeous chair and he makes an inferior type of chair, Safsal Noe the Asa Safsal Kaur, or to make a beautiful bench and he makes a inferior type of bench, so then even Rabbi Meir would agree, because there, that's not it. He didn't make the item that he was supposed to make. He just made it in an inferior way. So there, even Rabbi Meir would agree that's not a shinoi that cuts off the connection between the item and the owner. And therefore, he'll agree to Rabbi Yehuda that the owner still owns it, and he just has to pay the lesser amount. And Hashavach Yeser Al Yitzia, no sin lo deme Yitzia. And Yitzia Yeser Al Hashavach, no sin lo deme Hashavach. So again, these are all same machlokes shinoi, and as they started off, that's what this parak is about. This fourth Mishnah is also relating to different types of changes. Just the chiddush of this Mishnah is that besides the fact that a shini was done, but what was the context? The items were given to me willingly, like in the last two Mishnayos. It was an uman, but it wasn't that an uman messed up and made a mistake and ruined it. He just made something different. So the chiddush is, you might have said, is that really a shinui? He made something nice. He made a chair. Wasn't as good a chair, or he made a perfect bench. He was supposed to make a chair, but he made a bench. So is that enough of a shinui? That's Mishana Midas Balabayas. Is that called, also called a shinui? So says our Mishnah, that's the Machlokas. Rabbi Meir says yes. Rabbi Yehuda says no, if he really went against exactly what he was supposed to do. Good. Iboy Elohu. So now we get to the next question of the Gemara regarding color. And this is a question that is asked specifically here by the context of Uman doing something different, which might then translate into being a halachic gazlan. But as we'll see, it's a question that we could be asked in other contexts as well. Yesh shevach samanim alatzemer, o ein shevach samanim alatzemer. Is there appreciation of the dye on the wool or not? O ein shevach samanim alatzemer. What exactly is the Gemara's question here? So in a word, as Rashi puts it, the question is, does the dye have an independent status even after it is dyed into the material, or does it totally lose its status and becomes batel, and now you don't have a shirt and dye, you have a dyed shirt, but the shirt is the only item that is here. The dye does not retain any independent status. That's the question, according to Rashi. If you look in the first skinny line in Rashi, Yeshevach klomar, chazusa milsahi, ola milsa. Is appearance, is chazusa, is that something halachically significant that we would recognize and see it for itself independently or not? That's chazusa milsa or not. The Tosas Rid notes, those of us, all of us out there that hopefully try to remember some of the Gemaras that we did a very long time ago, but at least we did it in the womb if we had never done it before. So the Gemara in Psachim has a similar discussion. Similar discussion. Again, after you do something, do you see the remnants of what you put into the new item? What was the sugya there? If you remember the Gemara there on the Chavav, where the Gemara discussed whether Yeshevach Eitzim Bapas or not. If I use wood in order to bake bread, the wood is the fuel of the bread, let's say I used something that was usser to bake the bread in. I used kashin shel kilai hakerem, and I baked bread with something that's usser bahana'ah. So is the bread usser bahana'ah? Do I see the elements of the bread, of the wood, of the fuel in the bread or not? That was a machlokas there. Says the Tosas Rid right here that he quotes that machlokas between Rebbe and the Rabbanan. Betana sheisiku beklife arla o bekasha shokele akara. By the way, and this is very halacha lemaisa in terms of recha, in terms of recha milsa, in terms of the sugyas of using ovens and recha milsa, recha la milsa. That's really this Gemara. Va'afa bo'asapas. So I used something that was usher b'hana, wood that was usher b'hana to bake bread. Rebbe savar hapas asura. Rebbe says the bread is usher. Why? Yesh shevach eitzim b'pas. You still recognize the wood's effect in the bread, and just like the wood was usher b'hana, so the bread is usher b'hana. Right, and the Chacham say, no, the bread is mutter, ain't shavachetim. Rav Papa is mokin. The machlok, as he quotes here, bavuka shekenegdo, shebaot shapath nefes, hayodayna eitzim ba'en. Meaning, if the wood became charcoal before you even put the bread in, nothing to talk about. It's charcoal, it's panim chadashos ba'alakan, nothing to say. But if it's, the wood is still wood as it is burning the bread, that is the machlokas. Fine, that is that Gemara. So says the Tosfos Rid, that's background to our Gemara. The Yesh Lomar, says the Tosfos Rid, Hashta daliba de Rebbe ein lishol. If Rebbe says that even wood, you see the effects in the bread, then surely dye, that you see literally with your eyes, you see the change in the beged, for sure, Rebbe, who says, Yeshavach Eitzim Bepas, you would say, Yeshavach Samamanim Al Gabi Tzemer. You would say, that's for sure a recognizable item, and you see the independent status, it's still there, it didn't become buttle on the item, and we didn't get to what the Nafkamina is yet. The Gemara is going to talk about Halacha L'maisa, what difference does it make? That's the Gemara's next question. But first, we're just trying to establish the question. Dahashta, continues the Tosfos Rid, according to Rebbe, Hapas, She'ein Mara Eitzim Nikar Basham, I'm reading Yeshavach Eitzim Bapas. You don't see the bread anymore. Kol Shekein B'Tzemer. Shemar Asamanim Nikar Sham. Surely you say Yeshavach Samamanim B'Tzemer. Our Gemara's question is according to the Rabbanan, who say that in the case of wood, the wood in the bread, you don't see the effect of the wood in the bread anymore. So that's our Gemara's question. Maybe that's only by the wood. Because there, the wood is done. You don't see the wood's effect, literally, but maybe here is different, or not. Mi amrina dafka bipas, she'ein mara eitzim nika bahem. Maybe only by bread, where the mara, the appearance of the eitzim, you don't see that here. Aval b'tzemer, she'mara asamanim nika bahem, modu she'ishavach b'samanim b'tzemer, because chazusa milsahi, right, you see the appearance has an effect. Odilma no, chazusa la milsahi, ve'ein shavach samanim b'tzemer. So that is an important presentation of the question. The Tosfos Rid puts together the two Gemaras in Shas that are similar, Psachim Chavav, Bava Kama Kuf Aleph, and he says, you have that one, Psachim as background, our Gemara is within the Shita of the Rabbanan of that Gemara. So that's the Gemara's question, back to our Gemara, Yesh Shavach Samanim Agabi Atzemer, O Ein Shavach Samanim Agabi Atzemer. So now let's see what the Nafkamina is, and then we'll come back and note that this is a question that could be asked in other halachic contexts as well. Does color make a difference? And we'll see. So says the Gemara Hechidami. So what's the case here? What's the Labai Nafkamina? So Ilema Degozal Samanim Vida, is it that I stole Samanim that are dyes? Remember, dyes are plants. Meaning, so before I get the dye, it's not a liquid yet, it's not crushed yet, it's a stalk. So is the case here where I stole someone's stalk of dye plant? The gozal samanim vitakinu when I crushed it, vitarinu when I soaked it, vitsava bahem and I colored in it. Is that the case here? So then, what's your shaila? Your shaila is: does he have to pay for the dye? That's the question, right? And if there's shevach samanim lagabe tzemer chazusa milsehi, and he could say, "Give me my dye back," is that what it's saying? So Gemara is saying, forget our question then. For sure, the owner cannot say, just give me my dye back. Why? Typically, mishum dekanin of a shinui. It's a shinui kona. Right? He stole it. He crushed it. It's totally changed. The owner of the dye can't say, give me my dye back. For sure. Forget the shy law of appearance or not appearance. It's a shinui. So Gemara says, lo tzricha. Okay, next try. So we're going to have four tries altogether until we get to the final one. So, or maybe five. Four and five are going to be accepted. Anyway, next try is number two. Lo tzricha de gozal samanim shruyin. I stole already soaking dye. So it was liquid. What did I do? I put my beged in there, and I dyed my beged. I stole your dye, and I used it to color my shirt. So that's the shaila. Mahu. Yeshavach samanim al gabei tzemer. Do we say that the dye is able to be detected, and it has its own significance, and therefore, da'amar le, havli simani deshakaltenu. The owner can say, hey, can I please have my dye back? Is that my dye back? I see it. It's there. Give it to me. Oh, Delma, do we say no? Ain't shavach samanim al gabei tzemer? Or do we say there's no shavach samanim al gabei tzemer? It does not have its own significance. It basically became batel in the clothing and the tzemer, the amar lei. So the Ganav, the Gazlan, could say, Lest Lecha Gabay Velomidi. You don't have anything of mine. I mean, I don't have anything of yours. And therefore, I know what you're talking about. We'll get back to that, but let's continue for a minute. 1 second. What's the nafkamina? What, he's going to be putter? He's off the hook? He stole somebody's dye. So now you're telling me, oh, maybe the dye is batel? That doesn't mean he's putter. And the Gemara would be asking, is he chayiv or putter? Of course he's still chayiv. The only question is, what does he have to pay? Amri, v'chi ein shevach saman al gabi tzemer, mi matzi amar lei, les lechav gabay velomidi? Could the Gazlan really say that? I don't owe you anything? Of course he has to pay something. Namely, havli simani da apsa da tinu. Either he's got to pay for the dye, or he's got to pay for the value of the dye. He stole something, we're assuming there are edim here that he stole, or else how would anybody know, or he admits to it. So, what's the Gemara? I don't understand, asked the Gemara. You're asking, is there shevach? But he's going to have to pay anyway. He's going to either have to pay the dye or the value of the dye. So I still don't understand what the nafkamina is of yei shevach or ein shevach al gabi tzemer. Before we finish, though, just an important ha'ara. The Ur Sameach here, I'm sorry, before the Ur Sameach, the Pnei Yeshua here asks a kasha which he does not answer. The previous stage of the Gemara says, so if there's the dye has significance, so then he can say, give me my dye back. And if it doesn't have significance, so then he can't say that. 1 second. Was there a shinui here? Is this called a shinui? The Gemara in the previous line rejected the possibility and said, there's a shinui, what are you talking about? The Gemara does not say that here. Why not? If I take your dye and dye my wool, did I not change your dye? Is that called a shinui or not? Says the Bnei Yeshua, I think it is, and therefore I don't know why the Gemara didn't ask that question. That's the Tzarech Ian of the Bnei Yehoshua. V'kashuli, mikol makom hakan yeshinui mishas hatzeviya. The shinui should have been nikne. V'yav agab di'igaluk mebitzeva shiochol avir adei tzafun, even though you might say, the Gemara's going to say this soon, maybe it's a dye that you could get out through soap, and therefore it's a shinui shechozer l'ber yaso. It's not a permanent one. But that might be true regarding the wool. The wool could go back to what it was. The dye is never going to be able to go back to what it was. As the Gemara is going to say in a minute, you get the dye out, it's going to be ruined. It's not going to be dye again. And therefore, the afim yeshevach saman magabit zemer mehechete sinomar the sagi lebo so ashava. No matter what, he's not going to have to get the dye back. What's the Gemara's potential question? What, there's no shinui in this case? If you use somebody's dye, he leaves it. He says, I don't know. That's the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha. Comes along the Ur Sameach. He doesn't quote the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha. I don't know why. But that's what he's coming to answer. The Ur Sameach, actually lived after the Pnei Yeshua, says the Ur Sameach, Rav Meir Simcha, in Gezela, Perek, Gimel, Halacha Yud, he says, there's a big difference. In the case earlier, that let's say you stole stalks, there you mamish to the Shini Maisa. You stole stalk, and you crushed it, and you soaked it. That's a Shinoi. But here, you have liquid, and you soak the baguette in the liquid. And you still see the effects of the liquid. Is that a shinui? Suggests the Ur Sameach. Because this is what is supposed to happen to the liquid here, that's not called a shinui. Maybe if you took apple juice and you used it for some other purpose that you weren't supposed to use it for, that's not supposed to be done, and therefore that's called a shinui. But here, the dye is supposed to be used for dye. And you didn't do anything that would constitute a shinui. You didn't crush it. You didn't change it. You just let it soak. You put a semer in there. And that's it. Says the Ur Sameach, kiva dezekiyum shel samanim shiruyim. What is the owner going to do with this? He's going to do the exact same thing. You know, and if the owner doesn't use this in a week, it's going to get ruined. The owner wants it to last. This is what he's going to do. Ubeinyan acher einim miskayim ein zegavayu shinui. So sometimes shinui can be determined based on what the purpose of the item is. If you have an objective shinui maisa, fine. But where you have a questionable shinui maisa, like here, you didn't break it, you didn't crush it, you just used it. So as long as you used it for what it was supposed to be used as, that's why it says the Ur Sameach, the Gemara did not ask the question here of, what do you mean? It's a shinui anyway. So the Gemara didn't ask that. The Gemara just asked a different question of, he's going to have to pay anyway, and therefore, even if you say, ain shevach, he's still going to have to pay. So what's the Gemara's question, really? So the Gemara, we're still up to the next possibility. So the Gemara says, Ela lahach gisa. Try number three. Let's go to another possibility, what the nafkamina is, as follows. Ein shevach saman el agabe etzemer. Do we say it is not recognizable? Uboi shulumele, and therefore you destroyed his dye and you have to pay for it. That's one side. Ein semer means he has to pay for it. Odema yeshevach saman el agabe etzemer. Or you say yeshevach, you do still see it there independently. Ve'omarle, and the Gaza could say to him, Hamanchi kamach shaklinu. Here, it's there. Go take it. Go take your dye. Feel free. Yeshevach, and every second could take your dye. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Shaklinu, but my shakle, how could he take his dye? But safun, with soap? Safun avuri mevar, hashav alo avid. Soap's gonna get it out, it's gonna remove it, but it's not going to return it to its previous state that you're going to be able to give it back to the nigzal. So again, lamai nafkamina, you're gonna have to pay anyway. What's the Gemara asking? So try number four. Try number four. Elahacha mayaskinan kigon degazal tsemer v'samanim dechad. You stole somebody's wool and die. Reuven was going to dye his wool tomorrow. You stole his wool. You stole his dye. And what you do? You did it for him. V'tsave lahahud tsemer bahanach samanim. Right, and you brought it back the next day and said, "Here's your colored wool." V'kamahadir leniel le'tsemer. So is that enough? You wanted to do him a favor. He wasn't so interested in your favor. Right, he didn't want to do it till next week. He was going to sell them separately and make more money that way. Whatever. But you came and now brought him his dyed wool. So what do we say? Do we say that it's still independently significant? And you can say, here, he's giving back both things here. He's giving back the saman, he's giving back the semer. Do we say that? O Dilma, no. Ein shevach saman al gabei tzemer, or do we say no? We don't view it independently. V'tzemer mahadirle saman lo mahadirle. He's only giving back the tzemer in this case. We don't see the dye anymore. It's batel in the item. So you're right. It's dyed wool, but it's wool. You're just returning the wool. You're not returning the dye, and therefore the purse, the gazlan, so to speak, would have to pay for the dye separately, even after giving back the colored dye. So is that the? So the Gemara says that's what's maybe that's the possibility. So again, the Gemara says, Amri, tepikle, da'aikirle, niele, bedame. 1 minute. Let's say that Samar was worth 100 and the dye was worth 20. And now, he's giving back dyed wool. It's probably worth 120. So, ask the Gemara, what's the issue whether he's giving back the dye or not? So he's not giving back the dye. But he's paying it back an extra 20 anyway. So that'll cover the cost of the value of the dye. So either way, right, dyed wool is worth more than undyed wool, the Gemara assumes, and therefore, again, there's no nafkamina when he gives back the 120. That's it. As the Rama says here in the Sidibu Kubet says, a Gazlan could give back anything he wants. The Nigzal can't say, oh, I want my plain dye back and then give me money. No. He could give back the dyed wool if he wants here. It's his prerogative, says the Rama. Hecha deshav yahashta kidme shasak zela hadinimo velo mati lememerle delo shaklinu minach eladamim. He can just give it back to him. So the Gemara says, you have to come up with a new kimta. Either lo tzricha, and this is accepted, this one, before we get to another one. Lo tzricha the zaltziva. Maybe in the interim, colored garments went down in value. So you're right, when he stole it, the garment, the wool was worth 100, the dye was worth 20, but now, altogether it's worth 110. So he's got to make up that 10, or not. That's the question. Dizol tzive, number one, viba yisema, or kagon shetzavavu kupa. What does that mean? Rashi says, nothing to do with, actually, 2 days in Rashi. What I mean, tzavavu kupa. First day of Rashi is, let's read it, tzavavu kupa, gozal kof visamanim. You stole someone's monkey and his dye, and you colored the monkey. Meaning, why does it come up with that kind of case? Some type of case where there is no appreciation to the item after you dyed it. Right? You call it his parrot, you call it his monkey. So that's a case also where the nafkamina would be if ain't shevach, you have to pay for the dye. If ye shevach, it's still there and you're giving it back. If it's over the go, umach zero, the lo aikerle, right? And Rashi gives another pshat, kupa, it means a basket. Okay, either way, the same yesod that nothing changed in the interim. So four possibilities. The fourth one is the one that was accepted. Before we get to the last, the second possibility, which is the second one that's accepted, let's just talk for a little bit about other contexts where this question might be relevant. Whether die has its own significance or not. It comes up by chatitza. Right? What would die, let's say somebody, where does chatitza come up? Chatitza comes up in a lot of places. Chatitza comes up most famously by tevila, right? Yerideya. Shulchan Aruch talks about in Yerideya and Hilchos Nida. We'll talk about that in a minute, but Hashem in Kuf Tzadiches. It comes up by chatitza by netilos yadayim. Somebody has paint on their hands. Could they do netilos yadayim? Right? It comes up by lulav. Right now I have a chatitza when you shake your lulav. Right, min b'mina chotis, eno chotis. So we think chatitza only comes up by tevila. Chatitza comes up very often by avoda in the Beis Hamikdash. There can be a chatitza between the kohanim's begadim and them and their bodies, or the floor and their feet. So in all these contexts, if you say tefillin, right, tefillin, chatitza comes up. So in all these cases, if you say yeshavach samanim, so is that also saying that it would be an it would be a separation? Right, if you say Yeshavach Samanim, do you have to say that or not? Or do you say no? Even if you say Yeshavach Samanim, which means it has its own significance, and it's halakhically recognizable, and you might have to pay for it, or you could even say, well, I'm giving it back to you, you still might say it's not called a chatitza. So you don't have to say the two issues are linked. Because you could say it exists, but it's still not existing on top of the surface, it's in the surface. So that's why in all these contexts, we generally paskin that it's not a chatitza. For Hilchas Tevila, if a woman is about to go to the mikvah and she has paint on her hand that she tries her hardest to get it out, and then there's no more, or there's a coloring, and you don't feel anything on top of the surface, it's just colored, that's not a chatitza. Right? That's not a chatitza. That's in the skin, and as long as she's not machped about it, she'd be able to be tovelas. That's the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf, Tzadi, Ches, and all the laws of chatitza, Sif Tesvav, and Sif Yud Zayin. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Dio, ink, Chalav, Dvash, Dam, Srafa te'ena, srafa tut, v'chulu, yeveshim chotzesin. All of these are dry on top of the surface, that would be chotzes. If they're wet, it's not going to be chotzes because it's just going to spread off. Okay, others are chotzes. But then continues the Shulchan Aruch. Tzaba, tzeva, shetzovos hanashim apneim. Right, what do you have color? Color on a woman's face. What if you have certain types of makeup? V'yedehen, v'se'aroshon ein achotzes. L'chadchila, we try to remove all on top. But let's say something was not removed. Mishahut soveya v'yadav tzvuos. What if a person's a painter? What if a woman does painting and art for a living? I knew someone that had this. And her hands were always had stuff on it. Her hands were always, she never had her hands fully clean. They were clean. It was after four soaps. But it was never fully without color on it. So, eno chotzeitz. And then the Ramah adds, misha umnaso. If they do this for a living, especially, they're not makbid. Lios lo shochet o katza, v'yad atam in malach lachas bedam, eno chotzeitz, shirobane umnezu, eno makbidin. Right, that's in terms of kpeita. But in terms of official chatzitza, Shulchan Aruch says, not a chatzitza in this context. Or the Shulchan Aruch talks about by Hilchos Tfilin in Arachayim and Simin Chav Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch discusses chatzitza, we paskin, that there shouldn't be a chatzitza by Tfilin. L'chadchila, Tfilin Shal Yad, Tfilin Shal Rosh, at least by the boxes. So the Shulchan Aruch says here, Chav Zayin, Se'if, where is this? Sif Dalid. The Shulchan Aruch says, Arachayim, lo ye davar chotez bein tefillin l'bzara. Person should have a chatitza. El loshna shel yad, loshna shel rosh. Machlokas Rishonim about that one. But we paskin like both. There shouldn't be a chatitza between the box of the tefillin on the shel rosh or on the shel yad. Ramah, v'dafka b'tefillin, aval b'ritzuos in lahakbin. Dafka by the tefillin, but not by the ritzuos. The post and post come here on to discuss what happens if you have a ritzuos. Some have the minog to do this, to wrap their tefillin, especially above the elbow part, where you just put the box on, to wrap it in a way that the strap goes underneath the box. There are some that have that custom. So some posts can scream about that. That's a chatitza! You don't have to be worried about chatitza or the ritzuos. That means between the ritzuos and the skin. But between the box and the skin, you can't have anything. And others say, no, min b'mino ain't no chotzeitz. right? The straps are for the same material as the box, and therefore is not a chatitza. One should follow their family custom. The Machlokes HaShekel here has a difficult discussion where he talks about hair. Talks about hair. And that's what some lady says, it's hair, you should have long hair, she could be a chatzitza. Well, many poskim, the Shuvah Svanhagas, if Serbach has a Shuvah about this and others, how could hair be a chatzitza? Right, the Kisr Shulchan Aruch also discusses this. Hair is hair, you put it on your hair, that's not a chatzitza. Unless, the only thing maybe they're talking about is where it's so long, where it's like bouncing up. It's like, it's not on the head anymore, there's like air in between. And that could be a problem. That's a chatzitza. But just long hair itself, glorious, you might be upset about it for other reasons. But for chatzitza reasons, most folks can assume as long as the tefillin are sitting on the head, you know, that wouldn't be a problem. Either way, that's a discussion here in the Machlokes HaShekel and others. And again, but again, this also comes up this might be a more parallel case. Whether it has its own significance, not chatzitza, what about on Hilchos Shabbos? Sviya on Shabbos. So does it have, that's the malacha, right? Does it have its own significance or not? So there, Pashtus, we say, yesh tzviya. There is a malacha called tzviya, and therefore it's halachically significant what you did. Our shaila is the result. Do you see it as its own independent status or not? Again, not exactly the same. But that's in terms of the Maisa Tzviya and the Tseva afterwards, which is what our Gemara is talking about regarding the Malach of Tzviya. Okay, but this is just a couple of other contexts where Tzviya comes up. Now let's get to third wide line. Ravina Amar, another possibility. What's the Nafkamina for this question of Yeshavach or Ein Shavach? Samanim. So number one was, again, where he took somebody else's semer, somebody else's samanim, and he did it for him. And the shaila is, in terms of the hashava, or if he just took somebody's item that didn't cost anything, and it doesn't cost any more when he colored it. Those were the last nafkaminas. Ravina amar ha-mayaskina go the semer dechad v'samanim dechad. What you did was, you took somebody's wool, one person's wool, and one person's semer. And what did you do? And Rashi says, lav le'inyin gezel kaboilai. It's not a gezel question. We're not talking about stealing here. But what happened? Gon semer dechad v'samanim dechad, v'kasi kof v'tzavi lehu semer v'hanach simanim. Somehow, a monkey took one person's dye, one person's wool, and put them together. So now what? The wool owner comes and takes his wool. So does the dye have significance? The amalei, and therefore the dye owner could say, "Havli simani degabachnenu, I want my dye. You have my dye. It's recognizable halachically." Odil mano, angel of someone al gabe et semer, the amalei alas chal gabe klum. Or could the owner of the wool say, "I don't know what you're talking about halachically. I have my wool. You know, there's dye in here, but halachically, I don't see anything. And therefore, I don't have to pay you anything. Nothing to do with Gezel." So Tashma, so now that we know the question, let's try to get to the answer. Tashma, so let's try to prove it from a Mishnah in Arla. Right? Tzviya applies everywhere. Beget shetzva'o b'klifei Arla, a beget that you colored with the peels of Arla. What do you mean the peels? Arla only applies the first 3 years. It's Aser Bana, only applies to fruit. So you can't talk about trees of Arla, the wood itself, because wood doesn't have status of Arla. So it has to be the peels that have color in it that are using for color. So a beged that was colored with a klifei Arla, yidalek, has to be burned, meaning it's aser b'hana. So what do you see from there? The Gemara is trying to say, alma chazusa milsehi. So there you see, appearance does make a difference, meaning yeshavach samanim. Because when you see the beged, you don't say, oh, this is just a beged, this is an Arla beged. And Arla have the significance that it's Aser Bana. So ask the Gemara, isn't that a Raya? So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Arla's different. Hanoa Hanira Leinayim Aser Torah. By Arla, and the poskim say this is a din of Arla, not a din of Yisuri Hanoa, because we're going to get to other Yisuri Hanoa. But it's Arla is separate. Special din by Arla that Hanoa that you get, visual Hanoa is also included in the Isser. Titania, Are Lin Lo Yeachel, Ein Li Ela Isser Achila. I alone are not allowed to eat Arla. Minayin shalo yehenem imenu. V'lo yitzva bo, v'lo yadlik bo saner. You can't use Arla for any type of hana, dying with it, using it to light a candle with. Tamalomar ba'aral tem Arla. So, es per yo. V'chulu arelim lo ye'achel. It says arla three times. L'rabo says kulam. So it's to include all the types of hana involved, and that's why this case is different. But don't bring me rayas l'chala Torah kula for chazusa milsa or not. Interesting question. The Mefarshim on the Mishnah there in Arla discuss. The Mishnah says, when you have a baguette that was colored with Arla, then you have to burn it. Why can't you just soap it and clean it and get the Arla out? Why is that? You're right, you're not going to be able to give it back, but why does the Mishnah say burn it? Why does the Mishnah say clean it? Right? So the Mishnah Rishona, which is one of the Mefarshim on the Mishnah there in Arla, fascinating piece here. He brings in so many different topics. So first, he asked that question. Answer number one is in a chinami. You're right. But the Mishnah is not interested in telling you all the possibilities of what you can do. Right now, you have to burn it. You get it out? Okay. Then you won't have to burn it. Dina ktani takana loktani. Number one. Number two, inami or maybe lopsikale. There are some times you're not going to get it all out with the soap. So that's why the Mishnah doesn't suggest it, because you can't say get it out. And if you don't get it out, that's what the Mishnah says. Dina psika, right? You have to burn it. V'yim tomar. Then the Mishnah Rishona says, ibitseva delo avar. But if it's a dye, that can't, you could get out some of it, but not all of it. Libatel b'matayim b'beged atzmo. Why don't you say bittel? Bittel, the baguette compared to this little dye, much more than shishim, much more, you don't need shishim, but Arli need more, 100, 200, right? All the different shiurim for the, so it's, what is it you don't need to say? Why don't you say bittel? And then he says, afagav, you might say, one second. You don't say bittel when nikar ha'isser. You don't say bittel when you see, right, if you have 1,000 hot dogs and one of them is treif, and you know which one is treif, you don't say bittel. You take out the treif one. So even though bittel doesn't apply by nikar ha'isser, but that's only because you could take out the one that's usser. That's why nikar ha'isser makes a difference. But if you can't take it out, even though it's nikar ha'isser, you should say batel, as he quotes a taz in the name of the Rashba. So when you say bittel here, even if you can't get it out, the Yesh Lomar, he says, Mikol Makom, Hacha Mikri Yachol Lahatsiro, Sheyitzav Enu Milamala B'tzeva Acher. Dye it something else. So forget removing, and then you won't be getting Hana anyway from the dye. The dye doesn't add a layer. It's not going to keep you warmer. So he quotes bittel, Nikra Isser, so quotes something else. And then he says, Miyu Be'emes Nireh to Mikar Lokasha. But then he says, you know what, maybe the whole question doesn't get off the ground. Of bittel. Why? Delo shayach hacha bittel klau. Dein bittel ba'arla ela min b'mino. As he quotes, ve'hacha hatseva eino mino ala bege, shala bege la osro. Dye and wool are not min b'mino. Kemo b'nosein tam. Demasha miyape ha-beged ha-vikinosein tam v'lo shayach kan bittel. Wow. A lot of Yoredeya discussions in that little piece of the Mishnah Rishona. Okay, let's continue. Now, we live in the Kahati generation, but we have to, post-Kahati, that's a Kahati world. We have to remember that sometimes, once in a while, it's a good idea to also look in the classic Mefarshim on Mishnayos, which Kahati used to write his commentary, and they are very lumdish and add a lot. Okay, let's continue. Tatashva, let's try again. Second to last line. Beged, trying to figure out whether Chazusa Milsa or not, or Yeshavach Samana Magavi Tzemer or not. Beged, Shetzvo, Beklife Shvius. So we're switching. Let's go to Shemitah. Shemitah is also, you're not allowed to use for other contexts besides eating it. So us, Beged, Shetzvo, Beklife Shvius, a Beged that you dyed with Shemitah peels, Yidalek, same thing, also has to be burned. Why? What do you do wrong? Shemitah is not Asur Bana, but Rashi says this is considered Schora. Right, this is because you're not allowed to do schora business with Shemitah, and certain usages are defined halachically as schora. Even if you have no intention of selling them or using them as business, it's defined, it's a business activity. And therefore, you're not allowed to do it with Peiro Shemitah. That's what Rashi says, the bottom Rashi. Aser laso schora be Peiro Seha. It's also to do schora with Peiro Shvias. La achla velo leschora. And again, Rashi says, the klifim we're talking about are the klifei peiros, not the klifei eitzim, because wood doesn't have kedushas shvius either. So again, it doesn't that prove that appearance makes a difference, because it's asur. Answer, also, shayni hasam da'amar kra tihiye b'havayasotehe. No, special din by Shemitah also. There are Tosafot Rabbeinu Peretz and other Rishonim here are bothered by Rashi's pshat. This is not business. This is not schora. What are we talking about? You're allowed to use Perish Shemitah for your own usages. You could eat it, you could smell it, you could use it for your clothing. You know, what? Why is that a problem? Rabbi Peretz asks, L'tzarech atzmo, mutter, l'tzvoa. Right, what's the problem? Asks Rabbi Peretz. And therefore, Rabbi Peretz argues on Rashi, and he says, V'lo nehira. He says, M'first behed yad, demutu, l'tzvoa, ben l'tzarech atzmo. L'che nire demairi. You know what the problem is? La'achar habi'ur. The problem is, you have to destroy all, or not destroy, you have to get rid of somehow. Either machlokes rishonim, whether you have to destroy it, that's the Rambam Shita, or the Ramban, you have to be mafkirit, we pass on like the Ramban. After a certain amount of time, you have to get it out of your house. So if it's in your clothing, you can't get it out of your house. So you're violating biur. That's the problem here, says the Rabbeinu Peretz. The Mayilach abiur, v'lachen yidolek, avol kodim abiur mutter. Period. Fine, that's, so Rashi is problematic somewhat. So the Pnei Yeshua here says unbelievable. The Pnei Yeshua is really an Amud Beis. It says no, it's Rashi l'shitaso. If you look elsewhere, Rashi explains for a number of Isurim of Shemitah, for example, exporting. Why are you not allowed to export Perish Shemitah? So some say you're just being Mamayit the Kedusha, you know what Rashi says? Because they're going to end up not getting rid of it after Biur. It's all a din of Syag l'Biur. So it says the Pnei Yeshua. That's exactly what Rashi says here. It's an Isser of Schora. But Rashi says elsewhere, why is there an Isser of Schora? Because they're going to end up not getting rid of it. L'achar zman abiur. So it's really the same answer. The same shot as the Rain of Parrots. Rashi just says step one, but really it also means step two. Abiur nifla in Rashi. Period. So we wanted to say, is an Arla Raya? No Raya. Is it Shemitah Araya? No Raya. So next, turning over. Rava Rami Rava asked the following contradiction. Tosva says, here is Rava, earlier was Rava, and again, the fact that the Gemara keeps asking these questions and does not get an answer means it's not just a special din in Isuri Hana, it's a special din in Arla, in Shemitah, because we keep asking questions about this issue. So Rava Rami, Tanan, one Mishnah says, Beged, Shetzvo, Beklife, Arla, Yidalek, as we said before, Alma, Chazusa, Milsahi, appears, makes a difference. Viraminhi, but 1 minute now, we go to a Mishnah in Mesechus, Ahalos. This Daf Baruch Hashem. We're learning Arla, we're learning Shemitah, Shvias, and we're learning Ahalos. And Rashi says, which Rashi? It's a Shas Rashi. It's a Rashi that we all have to know. Rashi in Sukkah, Daf Yud Dalet Amar Aleph, Rashi says, the Gemara often, when the Gemara talks about a Mishnah that has no Gemara on it, like Zra'im and Taros, the Gemara will use the opportunity to talk about it because there is no other Gemara on it. That's a classic Rashi. Yud Dalet Amar Aleph. Says Rashi, Va'amar li Rebbe, Mishum Dahach Mishnah min Hataharos, She'ein Vahem Shum Gemara Ba'olam, Velo mefurashes, mefurashos, kishar mishnayis, lefichach noeg hashas, lo margufa, kedei lefarish. That's a great Rashi. Sukkah Yudalek. So Rashi was excited about mishnayis and taharis, so we also have to be. Says the Mishnah, very many, Mishnah Ahalas. What is Ahalas about? Tumas Ohel. That's the old 19 prakim of Ahalas, is all about Tumas Ohel. Says the Mishnah, Revi istam shenev lo babayis, habayis tameh. We know Dam is also Matami Ba'ohel, not just the body. A Revi'ah Dam is Matame. Problem is here, we have a Mishnah, two versions of the Mishnah. Our version says the house is Tahar. But there's another version that says the house is Tame. Why would it be Tahar? Velo Pligi, and we explain, what's the difference? Ha Bekelim Dahavu Meikara. If Kalim were in the house before the blood got absorbed into the ground, so then it is, those Kalim are Tame, because it was there when the blood was there. Vaha. Ha Kalim Dava Meikara, Ha Bekalim Dazla Basof. And this is about Kalim that came afterwards, after the blood was absorbed. So then, it's as if it's not there anymore. It's in the ground. The ground is not Mekabal Tumah, period. Nivla Biksus. What if the blood is in a garment? What if the blood got absorbed into a towel? So is it considered as if the blood is there? So, Rowan, Im Miskabeses Aksus Vyosim and Revias Dam, if you could wash in and get a Revias Dam out of the Beged, which means that there was more than a Revias Dam that was absorbed into the Beged, because you always get out less that went in. So if more went in, so Tamea, that's Tamei, because you could get out of Revias Dam. Vim Lav, but if you can't get out of Revias Dam, meaning exactly a Revias Dam went into the Beged, so then Tahora, it's Tahora. Question mark. Who cares that you can't get it out? If you could see the Revi'ah Dam. And that's the Kasha, right? Doesn't that, how could the Mishnah regarding Arla say you have to burn it? While here, if you can't get it out, even though you could see it, still, it is not mitame. The Gemara asks, from Arla to Tuma. Answer, Amar Rav Kahana, Mikule Revi Yoshanu Kan. The case of the Mishnah that says Tahara here, we're talking about a case of Tuma Drabanan. And that's why your mako there. You're right, Tuma Daraisa, we might be Machmir. Here we're talking about a Tuma Drabanan Kula. Bidam Tavusa Drabanan. We're talking about Dam Tavusa. What is Dam Tavusa? If you look at the Mishnah in Alas, in the third paragraph, there are four different opinions what Dam Tavusa is. But the one that Rashi quotes here is Safek. Safek. A person, blood, you have a person who died, Rahmanul Islan, some blood came out before he died, some blood came out after he died. If it came out before he died, it's not Matame. If it came out after he died, it is Matame. So you have a Revi'ez Dam, but you're not sure. So that's Matame Midirabanan, and that's the case here. That's why you're Mako, but Maker Adin, one might be Machmir. Okay, period. So we didn't fully answer the question about Yeshavach or Ein Shavach, but we're talking about appearances. Says the Gemara, Rava Rami. Next, Shiloh. Rava asked the following question. Tanan, says the Mishnah, in Shvius, Mimin Hatsovin, Svichei Satim Vekotza, different types of dyes. Some of them have Kedusha Shvius, and some of them don't. So the Gemara says, Mimin Hatsovin, which type of dyes have Kedusha Shvius? Svichei Satim Vekotza, these Yeshlehem Shvius, they have Kedusha Shvius, because they are usable, right? Ulu Demayan Shvius. And they're Dumim, meaning if you use them first, if you sell them, then the Dumim have Kedusha. Right? Yeshlam Shvius and Ulu Demayan Shvius. Look at the Rashi on the first wide line. Yeshlam Ulu Demayan Shvius, She'ein Osa Mehem Schora. You cannot do business with them. Derachmana Amar, La'achla V'lo L'schora. As we learned, you can eat it, but you can't do business. V'aser L'tzvabohen Dahainu Schora, as Rashi said earlier. Right, you can't use them. These dyes cannot be used in those ways. That's called schara. Aval, what could you use them for then? Mutarim heim lahasikan kodem zvanabir. You could use it for fuel. You could use it to heat your house with. Right, so, get back to the Mishnah. Yesh lahem beer, but lahem beer. And there's a limit. You have to be worried about the time for beer for these items. But what do you see? The fact that there are some dyes, again, where do dyes come from? Stalks. Alma, what do you see? Eitzim, once we're talking about Shemitah, we talk about this. This is that like that classic Rashi. There's no Gemara on Shvius, at least Bavli. There's no Gemara on Bavli on Shvius, so that's why we talk about it here. Alma, Eitzim, Yesh Bami Shum Kedusha Shvius. So you see stalks, non-fruit, could have Kedusha Shvius. Right, these types of dyes. Veramini, but we also learned, Ale Kanim Va'ale Kafanim. Shegivivan, Becheva Apanei HaSadeh, if somebody gathered up leaves of reeds and of vines, Likton La'achila, if you gather them for consumption, either you or your animal. If you gather them for consumption, Yesh Rem Shem Kedusha Shvius. Likton La'etzim, for wood, Emem Shem Kedusha Shvius. But what do you mean? Why not? Even if you gather them for wood, you know that certain types of wood or stalk has Kedusha. So why is it automatically not, does not have Kedusha? Umishani, and Rava asked this question and gave the answer, Amarkra la'achla, only there's different types of stalks and wood. Misha hanasao ubiro shavin, what has Kedusha Shvius? Anything, any item that when, as you get benefit from it, it gets destroyed. When you eat an apple, when you eat something with Kedusha Shvius, as you eat it, as you get that na, it gets destroyed. That has Kedusha Shvius. And that only applies to certain items, to fruit, to, edible items. Yatsu eitzim shenas anachar biyuran. But wood, generally, when do you get benefit from wood? After it's burned. Then it becomes coals, and now you get benefit from it. That is why the second source quoted here, it does not have Kedusha. Aye, what about the dyes? What about the dyes? So we assume that the dye gets destroyed as you get benefit, right? And that's why it has Kedusha, right? As it gets destroyed in the pot, you get benefit by having a colored garment. And that's why it is Hana'asa Ubi Roshaveh in that Mishnah. But that's all background. So now Rava asked, the Gemara asked the question based on this. Vayika Eitzin Demashchan, Danasan Biran Shavin. But you have certain types of wood that you do get benefit as it gets destroyed. Oily wood that you're using for, let's say, a light. Using for a torch. As it burns, it gives you light. Not all wood is just used to make coals. So that shouldn't that have Kedusha Shvius, Hana'asan Ubi Ran Shaveh? Amar Rava, and with this we'll have to finish, Stam Eitzim Lasak Ein Omdim. No, general wood, 98% of wood is used for fuel. And therefore what? Even though you have some wood that is used for light, and Hanasano Biran Shaveh, Butla status of the wood. And since 98% of wood does not fit the requirements of Kedusha Shvias and do not have Kedusha, even the oily wood also. Says Rashi on top, Stam Eitzim Lasaka Nitznu Velola Ha'ir, Hilkach Eitzim Ninu Umeikara Lo Chal Shvias Ale. And Shvias, Kedusha doesn't chal on them. Unlike, as we just said outside, Aval Svichei Stam says Stam on Litzvia, but those dyes are used for dyeing. Hilkach chal alayu kedusha v'asiri yachabir af lehesik. Right, and they're usher to use for anything because they have kedusha shvius. Good. I guess there's a lot more here. Maybe we'll just end with this and finish and start with it next time. The la'achal of lo l'schora. We'll just mention the point and then we'll explain it next time. For consumption and not for business, there is a major machlokas rishonim. The Ramban counts that as a separate mitzvah asay. Right, the Ramban in the Hosafos of the mitzvahs that he says the Rambam forgot. Right, we know all of the at the end of each the list of asays and los asays in mitzvah gimel. The Ramban says mitzvahs asay. Shetz amra tar beper shvius v'haisa shabbos aris lachem lachla v'darshu lachla v'lo l'schora v'zed dvar torahu. Separate of the 613, he counts that. The question is how to understand that Ramban. Right, he says it's a mitzvah asay. Is that really a mitzvah asay, or is that more of an isser asay? Meaning, you know, would you make a bracha on eating perishvias? Right, is it really a mitzvah asay? What about a shavat pruta? What about the hefsid? There's a lot of nafkaminas veshem. We'll talk about this at the beginning of next year. Either way, we'll stop now, and we will pick up here as we continue our march last couple of weeks in Maseches Bava Kamma.